Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Falcons win. That's the good news. Bad news is, doesn't equate to us doing anything because we're not going to the playoffs. But there were some positives, and Mike and I will continue to talk about those things, including Bijan Robinson and his performance, Drake, and certainly Kyle Pitts. Real quick, we haven't talked about this, Mike, and maybe we'll do it here in the next 40 minutes or so, but Zach Robinson and his play calling feeling a little bit different, and how much grace you need to have in giving Zach Robinson if you're going to give him any. Here's what some people are saying. That Zach, Z-Rob, our offensive coordinator, had two different quarterbacks, obviously, in Penix and Kirk Cousins. They have offered different things, and that is why the offenses look different. And that has been his challenge this year. And therefore, he should be given a little bit of grace, Mike, understanding what he had in Penix and what they were trying to mold around him with the offense. And then now that Penix is out due to injury, and we don't wish that on anybody, you have Cousins back, and now what you've been able to mold around Kirk Cousins.
He's better with a veteran quarterback. He's not good working with a young quarterback. You know, the young quarterback apparently can't be under center. You know, and if it is, it's a very small percentage. You know, the play action takes, you know, it just takes, you can time it with the sundial. You know, Michael Penix Jr. was good, bad, and ugly. There were some good things, and there were some bad things, guys. And there were some things that were downright ugly at times. So, to me, it's a strange hire because he's never been an offensive coordinator. I didn't realize, Carl, the pinnacle of professional football was to be on-the-job training. Well, he'll grow into the job. Oh, okay, we're just here to watch a guy learn on the job. Yes, there are plays that have to be executed, and players make mistakes, and blocks are missed, balls are dropped, and that you cannot put on Zach Robinson. And as I said to Carl earlier in the show, I thought he had a really good game plan going. Then we get to, like, crunch time, fourth down. Like, what is that? So with Zach, I think, look, you watch any offensive coordinator, anybody who's a football fan in any town in America, college or pro, the OC gets killed more than anybody because it's a very important position. And it's difficult. I get that.
It is.
But, I mean, okay, great. If we're keeping Raheem, we might as well keep the band together. That means Kirk Cousins sticks.
Yeah, correct.
Because Zach doesn't stay unless Kirk comes back, in my book.
I agree. Why would I make things more difficult for myself if I don't have to? Right? Especially if I'm Kirk Cousins. I'm not trying to go through another system here, bro. I'm on the tail end of my career. I'm trying to win. I am not trying to go and learn another system and then all of a sudden, hey, in year two, it'll be better. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on that coming up, but let's talk some dogs. Well, they now know who they are playing. And Kirby Smart addressed the media today. Ole Miss overwhelmed Tulane. They just did. And that's not to say that they won't overwhelm, you know, Georgia. I think we forget how close this game was, and I also think we forget how good Gunnar Stockton was. Gunnar, 4 touchdowns in that game against Ole Miss. I mean, he was brilliant. They ran for over 200 yards in that game. Georgia has the recipe to beat Ole Miss. They've already shown it. Can they do it in a neutral site? But a couple of things from Kirby today. One, simulated games. You're trying to prepare, and you're going through these simulated situations. He talked about it.
Yeah, we've done the same thing, done simulated games and done situational football, whether that's 2 minute and a half, 4 minute offense, red area, all the different situations you have, and trying to make them more game like with the anxiety, the crowd noise, the atmosphere, the matchups, and try to go good on good to keep crisp. But at the end of the day, all those simulations are not real games. And, you know, anybody that tells you they got it figured out probably doesn't coach long enough to know that it's a lot more about how you play than how you practice leading up to it. You just do the best job you can and try to prepare them.
I mean, he's right. You do all you can. Everybody's trying to find a handle, and when you have this time off, I think he was happy to be in the SEC championship and win it. He wants to stack championships, so that's one feather in their cap. But, yeah, just try to keep these guys on point. You know, we all know how the game played out in Athens. Earlier this year, Ole Miss scored on their first 5 possessions. Yep. And then it was almost like a game of chicken, you know, and the defense for Glenn Schumann, I think that was almost like a turning point for them. And they were on their way after that.
It's interesting you bring that up because Kirby talked about that. I'll let you hear it in just a second. One of the important things that people are wondering, or at least heading into this playoff, is Dontrell Glover and Bo Walker's status after their arrest. Mike, we talked about this shoplifting story. Here's what Kirby said in addressing that.
Yeah, both those guys disappointed in their decision-making and we always say decision-making is a skill, and made poor decisions. They paid a consequence for that, and they're continuing to pay a consequence for that, and they'll finish up their consequences for that. So I hope both of them make better decisions in the future.
Look, we've said this before. He runs his unit how he runs his unit, and you're not going to get specifics and discipline, whether it's running and everything else that coaches do that is old school. Kirby is not going to give the media, or at least the media outside Georgia, the satisfaction of, you know, how this is handled. He's handled how he handles it. It's embarrassing. Players should be embarrassed. Everybody's got walk-around money now. It was dumb. And, you know, you and I, we went through the whole thing when it went down. You know, initially, the optics on it aren't great. You know, hey, guys, you forgot to pay for some stuff. We're out.
Yeah.
You didn't come back. If they come back and square it, I'm done with it. It's fine. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's why I guess the guys at Walmart are like, nah, we're going to press charges. You felt, and even the police, when the police got involved, like, guys, they can pay for it now. Too late.
Yeah.
So, look, young men, it's not the end of the world. If you're a person who harps on the mistakes of college players, yippee-ki-yay, you get your jollies off on a story like that. But Kirby's going to make them pay.
Dontrell Glover, by the way, for what it's worth, has been working out with the first team, getting ready for this game, regardless of who the opponent was going to be. So I don't know if that means anything, Mike, but Kirby's saying they've been handling it. What about Kobe Young and Drew Bobo? Big injuries.
Mm.
Drew Bobo, a huge one, by the way. Bobo is a finalist for the Broyles Award. Let's hear what Kirby said about those guys and maybe making a return for this Ole Miss matchup.
We're hopeful to get those guys back and get them back recovered and get them going. They're good football players, and they're going to help us. And we're hopeful to get you know, a lot of those guys back. And we got guys dinged up from the practices we've had too.
I was worried in the SEC championship, you know, just how that was going to go down. And I thought, you know, Malachi Tolliver did a hell of a job.
He did.
You know, especially against Alabama's really physical front. We talked a lot about, you know, Tim Keenan and Smith and those guys. A lot of big bodies in the
beast.
Front, and they handled it, man. And we all know how that game went down. They basically was one-sided for Georgia.
I agree. This may be not – look, I'd love to see Bobo back because he's had such a great season. We're talking about Drew Bobo. But I do think they have capable replacements, and that's already been shown to Mike's point. What about Ole Miss having their offensive staff intact? This is something that I said gives them an advantage, certainly heading into this playoff. Having Lane not there, right, you feel like, you know, the head of the snake is off. But the rest of the body's there. Like everybody else is there that's been in place, there is some comfort with these players because of it. And I also feel like, Mike, you're going into this game, they have nothing to lose.
Right.
Everybody knows that offensive staff is going to LSU. Everybody knows all these guys are in the portal as soon as this thing is over. They have nothing to lose. It would not surprise me if there's some trickery, some things we haven't seen from Ole Miss. Because this is it. Like, and I think they felt like they probably should have won the game in Athens. Here's Kirby talking about their staff.
The offensive coordinator and the staff is still all there. Like, so, I mean, they're not going to make overhaul or make large changes, right? They got something that really works well. They got a really high-powered, explosive, great wideouts, really good tight end, one of the best backs in the country, arguably the quarterback that may be playing the best in the country in terms of his ability to make throws in all areas. I mean, the guy's elite. He's elite last time we played him. He's just as elite or more elite now because he's gotten more experience and more confidence. So they're playing at a really high level offensively, and I mean, Lane has something to do with that because he helped build it and get them there. But Charlie's done a tremendous job calling the plays and doing those things.
One dude for Ole Miss, Carl, we didn't see in Athens, and I always butcher the name, but I'll take it easy. Princely Omanmielen, 8 sacks on the year. He didn't play in the Athens game, had a sack and a half against Tulane. This is a dude. This is a guy who's going to be going to the NFL, and he will be healthy for this game in the Sugar Bowl.
That's a great point, Mike. You mentioned that it felt like the Dogs' defense has gotten better since the fourth quarter of that Ole Miss game. So does Kirby. Listen to what he said.
I don't even remember the sequence of games after that. So I do think that those stops were huge for us from a confidence standpoint. But there's a lot of the game that there weren't stops. And they do a really good job. They're hard to stop. They're explosive for a reason. They have good players. They have good tempo. They have good schemes. And the quarterback makes things go, and so does the back. So I don't know if that was the moment that kickstarted us to improvement on defense, but because I don't remember the exact games after that, but we have played better down the stretch defensively.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious how Ole Miss will approach this because Georgia in the game, Charlie Weiss Jr., who is able to come back, if you go back, and Elaine Kiffin talked about, we spoke about it on the show, when Georgia finally caught up with Ole Miss, I think it was 35-33, and they got the 3-and-out, Ole Miss drew it 3 times in a row. The second 3-and-out, Ole Miss drew it 3 times in a row. So they abandoned the run.
They did.
And they threw it. And I'm curious, did they learn from that experience? Because Lane Kiffin said they made a mistake in doing that. Because they had a balance before that. So, you know, OC sometimes get a little too cute. And as Georgia made the run, also I guess they thought they were in a peeing contest. So either way, see how they approach that differently in Sugar Bowl.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot of lead up to this game, but we now know the opponent. And Kirby addressing the media for the first time since Ole Miss won over the weekend. Alabama advances. As we mentioned, obviously Oregon beating up on James Madison. A lot of people said they didn't deserve this opportunity to be the 12th seed. And Ole Miss winning 41-10 against Tulane. Miami outlast A&M 10-3. So we now know who these opponents are. What about the experience, Mike, of losing in the college football playoff last year? And does that help the Dogs this year?
Yeah, I can't say we're better for having gone through it. I mean, would we be better if we won that game? Would we be as motivated if we won that game? I don't know that. I think the two teams are very different. I think we're a different leadership group, different team. It's been a different kind of team all year and not in a good or bad way reflected on last year. So we've been there before, but a lot of these kids weren't there. Some of them were. I think the 2 years are independent of each other, just like this game will be independent of the game against Ole Miss previously.
Gunnar Stockton, you know, looks like a guy that could be a Heisman candidate next year. He was thrown into that situation. Remember, you and I debated, why are you trying to throw it with less than a minute to go before the half? Turned into a big turnover, and that's basically all the points Notre Dame needed when you throw in that kick return. So, yeah, it's a bit of a redemption in its own way from a game. First time I seen a Kirby Smart team get out physical was Notre Dame last year.
Who's the best team in this college football playoff? It's hard to really say. Are you willing to say that Alabama is better, way better than Georgia, or for that matter, Ohio State is so much more better than Indiana? Well, Indiana beat them. Are you willing to say Indiana is way better than Georgia? Mike, this is as close to parity that I think we've had in college football going back to Georgia's dominant back-to-back, you know, championships. Everybody in Georgia knew how good they were. Everybody in the rest of the country maybe didn't. And then they proved it. This feels different. This feels like these matchups could go either way.
I mean, if you really want to get down to brass tacks, you could say Indiana's got a better defense than Georgia. I mean, Georgia's got a good defense, but Indiana's is better.
It is.
And then, you know, do you say Georgia's offense is better than Indiana? They got the Heisman Trophy winner. So, I mean, it's you're right. The parity's out there. Ole Miss hang with Georgia. We just gave you that whole game, how that played out. Ohio State was beast until they ran into that Indiana defense and, you know, missed a chip shot field goal. Should have tied the game. So I still think talent-wise, I just feel, or it's Alabama, sorry, I say Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State. But everybody says Texas Tech is so good that we just didn't watch them. You said this. Texas Tech, the only game they lost to Arizona State, their quarterback was out.
Their defense is
And their
is
defense
really good.
Is lights out, too.
Yeah, man.
We just haven't seen them.
I'm not sleeping on Tech. As a matter of fact, I like them to win their game. They got the bye because they were top 14.
Right. That's the Orange Bowl, but then the championship is back in Miami for the final.
Yeah. All right, man. More to get to here and more on the Dogs throughout the buildup of this game against Ole Miss. I think it's going to be another good game. And matter of fact, I hope it's another high-scoring game. That's just me as a personal, you know, fan, something I want personally. I don't know if it'll be 43-35, but that game in Athens was great. And it came down to some big playmaking with Gunnar Stockton. Again, four touchdowns in that game. Mm. All right, man, we're coming back. We got more to dive into. We got some guy talk on the way. Drake London and A.J. Terrell both left the game with apparent injuries. Not been a great year for A.J., by the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we'll get to some guy talk. Mike was just telling me a very interesting story. Like I like to say, developing story. It's more on the Sharon Moore situation. No, not that. That's Sharon Moore.
That's Shamar Moore.
No, yeah, correct. That is Shamar Moore. What's the story? What's the TV show? What's the TV show? Is it SWAT?
Is it SWAT now he's on?
Right. All right. It's not that. This is Sharon Moore. Sharon Moore, the former coach at Michigan. Stay tuned. Mike's got all of that and much more to get
to. We met him in Vegas. Very nice guy.
Who, Shamar?
Shamar, it was like 10, 15 years ago, right there for a fight. And we saw him at MGM.
And did women look him in the face?
Women were just
because he's pretty.
Swooning.
Yeah.
Swooning at this dude.
You know I'm right, Orin. You know I'm telling the truth. There's some men.
Every once in a while, they'll post
like, come on, man.
His old clips from when he hosted Soul Train.
Yeah.
And just how crazy, uncoordinated he was with his dances.
Oh, I know.
And it makes me happy because not all pretty people are good at everything.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
But he's one of those pretty people.
He's just one of those, like, you know what, man? I get the appeal is there, whatever, but you can't dance. And that makes me happy, Shamar, that you would, like, get on stage and look like a complete ass.
No, not perfect.
I agree with you
and
on
if
that.
You can't, and dancing says a lot about you. Hey, now.
It does. In many different ways.
I know. I can speak for Carl back in the day when we'd be out in Vegas tripping to Light Fantastic that we both can dance. We both have more moves than a bag of worms, and I've seen Big O cut it up out there. I've seen Beckham on the dance floor.
Yeah, I look. I just somebody might take offense to that, but he is. He's one of these. There are men who just that
you get it.
You get it.
That's the only way to say it. Like, thank you. I get it.
You get it. You're like, how does he? Oh, I get it.
All right. Real quick, make this brief. I've told this story to you before. We were in Paris years ago, and I'm at a club, and it was up in Montmartre near Moulin Rouge. Okay. Club. And there's a little bar next to it. So I'm on the dance floor. And you know, Europeans, you ever been over there? There's some guys that can dance. But you'd be amazed the percentage of Europeans who cannot dance to the beat. And they're off by just a quarter measure. And so I literally looked like Denny freaking Terrio from Dance Fever out there, man. I felt like Dirk Diggler in that scene in Boogie Nights when he's in the center of the dance floor. I mean, really, this is, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just, you'd be amazed. You're right. It works.
It does
You'd be amazed how many good-looking guys can't dance.
Yeah, man. They're just here for the looks. Hey, by the way, you have one of those guys usually in your crew. Like, one of those guys is usually in your crew that just is like, women are like, what's his name? He can't do anything except stand there. There's always one.
That'd be Davis, our buddy the pilot. Davis cannot dance.
There's always one. How's he doing, by the way? How's he doing?
You know, he's doing great. Our buddy, this is a guy who years ago, his family, it's like a Marty Robbins song. He met a girl in Mexico in a small little town. And the family was like, you're not going to marry that girl. And he was like, that really old school. I'm like, screw them. They'll come around. And they did.
Of course.
And he married. And so now Carl met them in Houston. They literally are the most beautiful family in the world. They look like the picture frame. You know when you buy a picture frame at Walmart? They look like
the stock family.
They look like the stock family that comes with the picture frame.
Yeah, the two beautiful kids.
Yeah. So he's doing great. But he's a pilot. He was Delta, now he's United.
All right. That's good to hear, man. Yeah, yeah, he lives.
He listens online. Hey, Davis, how you doing, bro?
Oh, good. Yeah, because he lives in where we used to live, right. north of the city. I didn't know if he was still flying for them or not. Hey, man, Drake London and A.J. Terrell both left the game with apparent injuries. Look, I'm not dissing my man A.J. Terrell. It's just not been a good year for him. It's just not. A lot of grabby, touchy, feely, just stuff that has gotten him penalties and also gotten him beat, Mike. And you went from that 5-penalty game, right, where he had all those penalties, and then he leaves with an apparent injury. Now, we don't know the extent of this. Obviously, we're going to find out more as the week goes along. But do you think Drake, was this precautionary? What do you think was going on here?
There was a series, and I was listening to the broadcast with Arch and Wes, and Arch kind of picked up on it that like something wasn't right with Drake early on. Mm. He took a pretty good hit, and then Bijan, if you didn't see it, Bijan was kind of busting through the right side, and Drake was holding the block, and Bijan kind of hit him, wasn't intentionally, but Bijan kind of bowled Drake over as he was engaged in a block.
Okay.
And I think that kind of further exacerbated whatever he was dealing with, because Drake had some uncharacteristic drops. He was targeted 8 times, only caught 3, and finished with 27. The longest was 12 yards. But Drake just didn't look himself. Mm. I mean, they were trying to, and Cousins was trying to get it to him, just couldn't make it work. And we talked conversely about Kyle Pitts making all the catches in traffic. Bijan with 7 catches, the 41-yarder. I mean, the touchdown, looking like a rock star. But I thought one of Kyle Pitts' most physical games, making those hard, we call them air quotes, NFL catches that sometimes he doesn't make.
Yeah, you asked me if I would play Drake, and we both said he will play if he's available, and he did. But I also don't want to risk next season.
Right.
And anything that may hold him back from being completely healthy going into next year. Now, you're going to say, well, that could happen in the offseason. It could. But it also could happen in meaningless games that you know you're not going to the playoffs, and everybody's just playing for pride right now and to show that, hey, we are not a team that's going to quit, because that's what we're talking about. These next 2 weeks, and that's why I said this Rams game, to me, you can call it Super Bowl, because they're playing for a whole lot. We're playing for pride. And I want to see what team shows up. I want to see if the Falcons really show up and win, or not just win, but, Mike, play the way they need to in this game. Because if this is a 34-10 game, it's really going to make you think hard about this.
Right, and then conversely, if a guy's out there going, you're being too hard on the staff, all right, if you feel continuity while there's mediocrity.
Continuity, Mike.
There's more mediocre continuity coming your way. But if Zach Robinson looks at what Seattle did, and looks at what Kubiak is, Clint Kubiak, right? Gary's son?
Yep.
If what Clint Kubiak did against the Rams, where they couldn't stop that offense, and can you, now Drake being healthy would help, but can you get Bijan to do some of those things you did this week and exploit some apparent weaknesses, which, I mean, the Rams at times, the two games where the Rams really looked, I got to be honest, pedestrian, was the Carolina game, what we just saw on defense, I'm talking about, not offense, because they couldn't stop Puka Nacua. But that, okay, then we can have that conversation. But I just think it's fool's gold if you want to take a game like the Arizona game, and somehow that just wipes away the games that you should have won when the season was on the line.
Yeah, 404-726-0929. We will open up the phone lines in the 5 o'clock hour to get more of your thoughts as we are discussing a few different things with our team today. Again, Falcons did win on a Falcon Monday, but as we come out of another, you know, game, it's one of those situations where you go, okay, why is this looking different? Why is Pitts doing what he's doing? Why? Which are questions that we feel like, at least Mike and I, that probably should have been answered weeks ago.
Right. And look, Brandon Dorlis. I think Dorlis just passed a Grady for defensive tackle sacks record.
That's great.
In a season. So that's great. And we talked about it. We've got Pierce and we got Jalen and you got Bijan about to perhaps to, you know, set a new franchise record for yards from scrimmage. There are really good things happening. How you get this, all that talent. To me, there's too much talent on this team to have a 5-game losing streak. That's my point. That, to me, gets back to coaching.
Yeah. I don't disagree. It's not when you see what it can be and you start putting it all together.
Would you look, put our lineups toe to toe with Carolina? Who's got more talent?
It's us. Yeah,
it's
not close. I think Stakey and those guys were talking about that this morning. I totally agree. Drew Butler was saying today that he thinks Tyler Shook is better than Michael Penix. I think that's too soon.
Easy now, Hammer. Hold it, Hammer.
Hold it. I just think that's too soon because neither one of these guys have done anything. But at the end of the day, you know, we are questioning some things about our quarterback simply because we haven't seen enough, Mike.
Right.
What he did this – can you even grade what he did this season? And how do you look at it? Because for me, it was a learning curve situation. Coordinator, first time he's running everything. I was willing to give him – speaking of grace, I was willing to give him a little bit because of the situation. But then with him not finishing the season, it's one of the – I'm going to go into next year wondering the same things.
There were, like I said, there were plays. You know, the Minnesota game, we bogged down the red zone. We settled for, what, 5 or 6 field goals in that game.
Yeah.
You know, the one game where to watch it, and I don't know what it was about it, but it just – and it stuck. I went back and watched it when I came back from Germany, is how uncomfortable Penix Jr. looked in the pocket in that game. In that game, we still had a chance to win, where we got the Carolina on the ropes, 3rd and long, and then we only rushed 3. You know, special teams sets them up in tremendous field position. Those are all the – now, you can't put that on Michael Penix Jr. Penix Jr. hit Kyle Pitts in the hands in that game.
Yeah, he did.
For what could have been a touchdown on our first possession after we stopped the coach. These are the things which stack up. Why are you a 6-9 team? As Parcells says, your record says you are what you are. We don't play clutch.
All right, man. By the way, tomorrow we mentioned again, Metro Bottle will be out there, 2225 Marietta Boulevard Northwest. It is West Midtown, basically. But we're going to be out there. There's a big tasting as well. That'll be going on, and we'll do the show from 2 to 6. It's one of our favorite places, but it's a great time of year if you're thinking about Christmas holiday gifts or you need to add to your collection.
You get all your shopping done, man?
Pretty much done.
Right.
I say that. I'm still waiting on a couple of deliveries, and you guys know this time of month, like, you get that update where it's like, your item could be delivered between these dates. Why is it not being delivered now? That I ordered this months ago. So I'm in that process of like trying to figure out a couple of things that need to get delivered. But yeah, for the most part, I'm done.
Shout out to Terry, the Amazon driver. Now, Amazon, sometimes for the holidays, they subcontract, so you don't have people in the Amazon truck. So an unmarked SUV pulls up in my driveway.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
And I was coming back from walking the dogs. And I got them. They're not on a leash. They stand by their owner, generally. Well, Ike, not so much. He'll chase a deer. But anyway, so the guy's getting out of the car, and I got a golden doodle and a lab, and they come running up. He's like, ah! And this guy looked like Terry Crews. This is a big dude. He looks like he could be playing linebacker in the NFL. And the guy literally shrieked. And I get it, you know. And he starts hauling ass to get back in his car. He's like, are they cool? Are they cool? Like, oh, they're really cool. They just want to say hi.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
So you don't know. Because, you know, again, there's no such thing as bad dogs, it's bad owners. You got to train them right.
You don't know.
But hey, once you get out of the car, of course, I say, hey, just rub my belly. But it was funny as hell because this dude was like, he's sprinting. It was like marathon, man. He's running to get back in the truck.
I'm glad you brought this up because this weekend we went out and we did a training session in the park with our dogs. And I got to give a big shout out. Daryl at OT, off the chain, K9 Academy. He says that all the time. And all the folks that work there are terrific. They trained Frankie and Louie while we were out of town.
How'd it go? How'd it take? Did it take?
Oh, terrific. They're great. We had Maximus years ago train like that. And when I came back, I say this all the time. They're just different dogs. They answer you differently.
Right.
When you call their name, it's, yes, father, what can I do for you? Because they're completely different, you know, from that standpoint.
Wow.
But we went out and we were talking about this. People don't know your dogs.
Right.
And, like, you know your dogs, but people don't know your dogs. And some of the dogs that are bigger, your dogs are, what, 50, 60 pounds, whatever they
are? 45. He's 45.
All right. When they come running at you, you're like, whoa!
Right.
You have no idea. But either way, man, got to give a big shout-out to OTC K9 Academy. I love those guys. They did a tremendous job. All
That's
right, man.
Awesome. Does he fetch your slippers now? Does he get you a beer and a cigar?
Mike, he'll do damn near anything I want. I walk in the house. He's like, good evening, Father. Your dinner's on the table. What do we have coming up on in Guy Talk?
All right, man. Got a lot of stuff for you. Johnny Football, missing in action. Shocking. No real explanation. We'll get to some of that. And then the new Texas A&M quarterback. Oh, tripping the light, fantastic. The week of your biggest game, not a good look. Also, did Bill Simmons let the biggest rumor in all of entertainment slip? We'll explain. Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Where to play is play. Hey, man. I hope you guys are having a great holiday season. Hope you're not too stressed out. Hope you're happy, because it is an emotional time for some. The angry get angrier. We've seen that on social media.
They do.
Happy to celebrate a Falcons win. Great weekend of college football. Some games better than others. Looking at some of the ratings, needless to say, the NFL did a lot better than the James Madison, Oregon game. No big surprise there. The Packers-Bears was an unbelievable finish.
Yeah, it was.
From the onside kick and the score before that. Then, of course, the amazing bomb from Caleb Williams. It will be a tremendous retooling. Some guys are now suggesting, Carl, let's have the other guys tournament. And let everybody compete. Then a Kennesaw State and everybody else out there can compete. Conference USA and the whole shebang going up to what we just saw get their butts kicked by Tulane and Oregon. I mean, or by, I said, Tulane by Ole Miss and Oregon beating JMU. You cool with that?
No, I am. I just don't know if it's feasible legally, if they're going to be able to do something like that. The NCAA tournament, for those who don't know, basically funds the NC2A college football playoff. Okay? And it has for years. There are systems in place that have worked and certainly, you know, helped develop some of the things that we've seen before the start of what we now know as the college football playoff, whether it was four teams, now 12. Eventually, it's going to be 16. But legally, I don't know if they'll be able to do what you're talking about. Is it best for college football? Absolutely it is. I think that's probably where we should be.
No, and remember, guys, the College Football Playoff Committee, that is a marketing company. The entity itself, you know, the money goes to the conferences, not to the teams, but you're right. I mean, this is going to be interesting to see. And as Joel Klatt pointed out a few weeks ago, the only reason those guys are in there is so they don't get sued, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
All right, man. Bill Simmons, did he just spill the tea on what could be the biggest story in the entertainment world? Take a listen. This is from his podcast. Oren, pull the audio. Listen up.
I felt bad. It was officially a feel bad for Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a Hall of Famer. He's getting married to Taylor Swift, having a kid with her. He probably flies everywhere, mm-hmm. private, has private security everywhere he goes. And he's just kind of running around this Titans game, trying not to get hurt.
It was like just around with his loser
fake an
friends.
Injury. Yeah, fake an injury and just and the thing.
Now, did you hear what he said? It was very quick. Orange, did you catch it?
It was officially a feel bad for Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a Hall of Famer. He's getting married to Taylor Swift, having a kid with her.
Getting married. Now, we know they're engaged, but there's been no announcement from the Swifties or Camp Swifty that she's got a bun in the oven.
Yeah.
So Bill Simmons onto something here? Or just anticipating this will be the next step in the relationship, marriage and then a baby?
Look, I think there is probably something there. I don't know, you know, again, where Bill would have gotten that from if they're trying to keep that under wraps, but it wouldn't surprise me. And look, when he's hinting and has been hinting at potential retirement, I think now is the time to probably really reassess. The Chiefs need to retool, Mike. They need to retool around Patrick Mahomes, and that potentially means what they're going to do at tight end and at certainly other positions. The problem now with the Chiefs, and this is what happened to New England when they were on their run, you still have the quarterback in place, but a lot of those early position players that were around Brady now have aged, right? And then all of a sudden the team changed. The team that, you know, went undefeated in 2007-08, Mike, and lost the Super Bowl was not the team he went to the Super Bowl with in 2020, right? In 2018, 2019, should I say. That's the difference. Like, the Chiefs have to retool around their quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if he steps away, but if so, this is definitely going to come out.
All right, so Bill Simmons on his podcast basically intimating that there is potentially a little Kelsey coming soon. Stay tuned on that one. All right, man. Start with Johnny Football, who missed his shot on College Game Day. No big surprise there from College Station. He was at that fight, the Jake Paul fight with Anthony Joshua.
Yep.
And apparently, Johnny, I don't think he banked enough money to be able to just call somebody at Citation and get a private plane. You know, like wheels up, right, I should say, and fly a Citation or something. So he missed it. Still hasn't said what's up. Chiding people who are trying to figure out that he was drunk and overslept. Because you're Johnny Football, most people just think you're just drunk and overslept. So we'll see on that one. More important is what happened to the current Texas A&M quarterback, Marcell Reed, who is a one-man gang and certainly capable of doing some great things. He looks sluggish at times, and Miami's defense has something to say about that, and they were living in the Aggie backfield. But unfortunately for Marcell Reed, Carl, video footage has come out, not the night before the game, but earlier, just a few days ago, out there having some fun. Now, he's a grown man, young man, but he's got a job to do. Some would say that can wait for a few more weeks. So needless to say, Aggie fans and Aggies, you know, A&M's kind of a cult. He did take ownership about
Mike
the
said that I did
about
say
the pick. Well, the videos that come out, it just looks like
I'm just glad you said it. But
whenever
I didn't
you
say
see
it.
Anything organized on the Texas A&M campus, it looks like Children of the Corn.
Yeah,
it's like something from The Wicker Man.
Fall in line, Mike. Fall in line. Follow your instructions.
Walking with the torches, it's just like, what is going on here, man?
They have their own thing.
That's for darn Skippy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Reed took ownership of the game-ending pick. I tried to put it in there over some linebackers. It wasn't the right spot. But, people who get upset about these things. And look, college fans, we never said they're rational, and you can live a life. But, you know, the week that you're getting ready for the biggest game of your life, you're going to get heat. I remember, and Carl, you weren't here at the time because you were still in Houston, but the young Quincy Carter was seen out in Buckhead. And needless to say, Georgia fans, and this is before cell phones and the internet, but the word still got out that Quincy Carter was out in Buckhead hitting it and then having some performances, which, you know, had people scratching their heads. It's going to be part and parcel. You're big man on campus. You're in a fishbowl.
So Northgate is the entertainment area in College Station, right? Just like in Athens, every college town has an area. Johnny Manziel has a bar there. He's got actually a restaurant or bar, that has been there. And for Johnny, he spends part of his time there, but he spends part of his time in other parts of Texas. With that said, Mike, the deal with Johnny, and we now know this from the documentary, but even before the doc, anybody that was close to that program knew Johnny had a drinking problem. Big time. That is part of the reason why his NFL career went pfft. But now you talk about these other opportunities that, you know, have come his way. I'm not telling you they were going to give him a job, but it's another chance for him to be in a situation where, hey, look, Johnny Manziel, he's still beloved. He won a Heisman there. There's nowhere he can't go in College Station. People don't love Johnny Manziel. Here's the thing, though, and this is what I'm getting to. When you give these young men NIL like you are, and you're asking them to do and make all these right decisions. And you just heard Kirby talk about decision-making with his team and the kids that, you know, that got caught with shoplifting and wanted to pay afterwards. Mike, I think it's even harder now with these young men having more money than ever in their pocket to just say, hey, man, let's go out and let's go do this and let's go do that. It used to be, how the hell are we going to come up with this money and who's paying? Now that's not even a conversation. So I'm not surprised about the nightlife and what goes on. But you're right. It was the decision of when he decided to do it. I told you this was during the regular season. Marcel Reed bought his entire offensive lineman watches.
Which is cool.
Right?
And great. Good team building exercise.
It's great. But it just tells you what's going on with the money that's involved. And, like, you start to feel this invincibility. It gets back to Johnny Manziel. He felt invincible when he was there doing all those wonderful things. And even though A&M didn't win a playoff game and didn't win the SEC – he's still beloved. I think Marcel Reed underestimated what this meant to Aggies and moving on to the playoff. And Mike, they won a championship in the 30s.
Right. Look, and Quincy Carter got heat. Now, as I said, that was a completely different era as far as social media exposure, and it still got out. And as you said, it is that ultimate fishbowl in College Station. Doesn't make him a bad person, but it's a lesson learned, and we'll see where it goes from there. So you and I are big Christopher Nolan fans. Guess what?
He's got a new movie.
Trailer just dropped.
Got a new movie.
The Odyssey. We got to wait till July. And now again, if you love the Greek mythology and history, I did as a kid. Not everybody does. Well, I don't know. Do you read the Odyssey, Oren, as a kid? Yeah, we all did. You read the Odyssey, man?
Did not read it, no.
Okay. Well, it's the story of Odysseus. It's going to be played by Matt Damon. And it's going to have a star-studded cast. Anybody who's been in a lot of Christopher Nolan's movies is in this. And really looking forward to it. So it's out. I watched it today. I'm like, oh, got to wait till July for this. Carl and I are big fans. By the way, I still put Inception over every other Nolan movie. I know the Dark Knight series, I thought that was the last best Batman. But what is you got a favorite Nolan movie? Interstellar. I know Interstellar, you got to watch it like three times to figure it out.
It's really good. No, look, I thought Inception changed the game. Like, I watched that movie and was just simply blown away with the idea alone. And as a matter of fact, when we were in Paris, there's the bridge where she's building is over there.
Yep.
And where she's building the cities and she's like, what can I do in this world? And he's like, you know, and she's starting to realize the power of her thoughts. Either way, I do love Inception, but he's done so many cool movies. He did the movie with Denzel's son that didn't really...
Yeah, because it happened during COVID.
And correct.
Again, and this is one, I know, Oren, we talked about it. I think if Tenet comes out...
Tenet.
And it's regular box office, again, a lot of Christopher Nolan movies, you may have to watch it a second time. But I love Tenet. And by the way, he was great in that. Denzel's kid.
He was.
There's a fight sequence for the guys, the big... you know what's great? Kenneth Branagh is a Russian oligarch.
Yes.
When his bad guys come out to get him and he's in this upscale restaurant, he goes, I mean, I waited half hour for my hot sauce. And that fight sequence in the kitchen, it's an amazing movie. Anyway, big Christopher Nolan guys.
Yeah, he starts out the game with Memento and Insomnia, which people don't really talk about a whole
Insomnia
lot.
Insomnia gets forgotten.
Those are incredible movies.
And by the way, you mentioned it because I'm also a war guy. Dunkirk was great.
See, and Dunkirk, you know, functions on three levels.
Dunkirk
you got
great.
One day on the beach, 1 week on the beach, and 1 hour on the beach, what these guys are going through. So the soldier who gets back behind where the French are holding the line.
That's really good.
You got, you know, by the way, it's Michael Caine talking to, who is it? Plays Bane. I was Tom Hardy. When Tom Hardy's the pilot. The ending to that movie is friggin' perfect. He lands a Spitfire on the beach. German troops come in. It's perfect.
It's done well. But for people who don't realize this, or maybe you're like, what the hell, who, Christopher Nolan, all of his movies have to do with time.
Correct.
All of them.
That's why it's
so cool to see him deal with these different topics and then turn them into what he turns
the
them into.
The Tenet thing is so trippy because they're going back in time. So everything's flowing backwards. It'll blow your mind. So we're fans. If you haven't already told over the years, Dukes and Bell, we like... Matter of fact, if Day-Day gets us Christopher Nolan, that's a $1,000 spiff. The only other director I would put up with him right now is Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
Who's doing Dune.
Okay.
And did Sicario.
Doing Dune 3, right?
Right. And has done some amazing, again, films and all that. All right, real quick. It is, speaking of cinema, he's an Atlanta legend, a Morehouse man. Rise up, Atlanta! Samuel L. Jackson turned 77 yesterday. So we don't really do the birthdays anymore on this, but one of our favorite people.
He's here a lot.
Yes.
Obviously. I mean, obviously he still, you know, lives in L.A. and doing his thing, but or has a house. He's got houses probably in different spots. But, Mike, I've seen him a lot in Atlanta over the last 5-6 years, and he comes to Falcon games. For those who don't know, obviously was a if you don't know, it was a beer vendor back at the old Fulton County Stadium, which takes him back to his days of being a Falcon fan. Love Samuel, and happy birthday to him. 70 what?
77. Wow. 77 yesterday. By the way, if you're just tuning in and you're new to the show, hey, man, we're working through the holiday.
Yeah.
Dukes, now we'll be off for Christmas, but we'll be back Friday because Friday is such a special day getting ready for the college football playoffs and everything else. So we'll be working the day after New Year's as well. And then, of course, we're getting comp days. But we're putting in the time, Carl, because it's important to be here. Tomorrow, guys, as Carl mentioned, we're going to be at Metro Bottle, Marietta Boulevard, sort of like that Midtown West area off between like 285. But anyway, we're going to be over there. It's going to be a blast. Last time we were there, had a tasting. We ran into a ton of listeners. So if you're stocking up for your holiday cheer for New Year's or for Christmas itself, come by and see us at Metro Bottle. Real quick, I want to mention, shout out, Arthur Blank. We talked about all the things he does in the community, contributed millions of dollars to U.S. soccer, drove by the soccer headquarters.
Yeah.
U.S. soccer headquarters is just down the street now. It's between like Sandy Creek High School and where Trillith is, the Trillith Movie Studios. Man, you want to talk about a facility. They had the state troopers out there because they had all the construction trucks, cement mixers, everybody coming in and out. It's going to be huge.
How much land do they have down there?
All of it.
It's a lot,
it's,
right?
It's basically...
Would you say like 30 acres?
It looks like a giant chunk of Fayette County, yeah. Sort of east of Tyrone. But anyway, I finally drove by for the first time, took Larry, drunk Larry and his wife, that's his name. They were in town. Shout out to Enzo, by the way. Enzo Steakhouse over at Trillith. Are you a big brunch man? You brunch man?
Always.
Me too.
We brunch a lot. When we do, but yes, brunch is the best. I love brunch better than dinner.
Right, me too. Because brunch, you know, you can go home and just, you know.
Love brunch.
Just sack out. And we watched all that football on Saturday. It was perfect. And Larry was funny because at first he's like, we're going to miss the Miami game. I go, I don't care. And then there's nothing happening. There was no action.
No, it was all defense. By the way, do you guys know who made the most movies in the 90s?
Who made the most movies in the 90s?
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's surpassed. Like, remember the joke is Michael Caine? I forget who the British comedian was. I forget who the comic was. Orin will know. He goes, man, that Michael Caine's in a lot of movies. The other day, damn, my dad whipped out some home movies. Damn, if Michael Caine isn't in it. Anyway.
He was.
That's Guy Talk. Coming up, Falcons and your calls as well.
42 movies in the decade. That's hard to believe because movies feel like they're not being made like that anymore, even though they are because it's on Netflix and all these streaming services. All right, man, we won, but we got some things we need to discuss. Why does this look different, guys? Is it Kirk Cousins? Is it just Kirk Cousins? It's Dukes and Bell.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some freaking windows.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.